hotter than here. It's hotter than, well, hotter than hotness here in Alabama. Just the thing you Westerners and Yankees and Britishers and Canadians would expect me to say this time of year, in August. Judging from the stereotypes of the Deep South you may have been seeing during the past millennium on TV, heard on radio, read in papers and books. If you've never been down here to visit, you'll have to rely on the missives of yours truly and the reports of others you know who have ventured into our climes and climbed back out, sweating and puffing, but remembering, too, the sweet smell of honeysuckle growing wild around the hedges, the brown and healthy southern bells and summer togs, the babies running huskily through a mud puddle after a humid and steamy shower and a harsh sun again 10 minutes later. The South is a mixture these days of unbearable but sweet heat, contrasted spasmodically with freezing temperature air conditioning in stores and theaters and service stations. Alternating between the frying pan and the freezer section all the time here, some of us wish we'd never experience air conditioning. It's addictive, but it weakens your chances of surviving in the heat when you trot outdoors to the air-conditioned car. Pre-air-conditioned southern heat was so sensual, you couldn't get rid of it, so you succumbed with the knowledge that everybody else was sweating, too. You weren't standing out as much as you felt. The heat is wonderful if you just let go and stop fighting it. But if you've got a job to do and people to work around and family to be nice to, you just have to cool off and dry off now and then so you won't look like Rod Steiger as an unhygienic southern sheriff or James Whitmore in one of those endless World War II jungle movies. You feel slimy and grungy, but you can always cool off with a Coke or a shower or a sudden illogical breeze on the front porch. Quickie salvation, then back to smoldering. Once you come down here to stay a while, though, you don't want to leave. After all, August only comes once a year, and the rest of the time, life is polite and slow and actually stimulating. Not nearly so nerve-shattering as traffic clutter and freeways and tourist traps in other parts of the country. But even true blue Southerners romanticize other parts of the U.S. New York seems exciting to many. New Orleans seems like party town. Washington, D.C. seems like an attractive Sodom. And the West Coast is supposed to be the new world of youth and fad and culture. Southerners like traveling to these places, and we fantasize about moving to them when we're there. But something draws us back here, to where our roots have broken off into the soil and are now indistinguishable from the red clay and the hummingbirds and the blue smoke clinging to the hills. So we cling with our fingertips and accept the yin and yang and write notes to our friends elsewhere and visit them once in a while and always return with fond memories and vague fears that things won't be the same when we get back here. But they always are. They always are.